You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, so now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Well, here we are. Ted, honey, how you doing so far?
Okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Just breathe.
Trying to, Susan.
They're just dolls. Kids' toys.
I know. Sure is a lot of them, though. Boy, that one's big.
Yeah, that's life size. And then some.
And those shoes?
You're sure you want to do this?
I do. It's important to you. To me. To us.
All of us. The boys are awful proud of you.
You told them?
They knew. Sweetheart, everybody's afraid of something. No shame in that.
Nope.
Besides, you're facing your fear. That's why they're proud of you, why I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, you're sure? We don't have to do this.
No. If we're ever going to become a family, I've got to get past this.
We've got to get past this. Mwah. I am so proud of you. Hello?
I'm coming. What can I do for you?
We'd like to
book a room.
Seriously? Everybody else booked up?
No, I don't think so.
Teddy's Motor Lodge got the bedbugs again?
No.
We want to stay here.
I see. And what exactly is the purpose of your visit?
No purpose, just a visit. Why do you ask?
Have you taken a good look around here?
We have. We sure have.
Well, then, it may not surprise you to learn that we're not exactly the go-to locale for a romantic getaway.
Nevertheless, Buddy, is it?
That's what's on my name tag.
We'd just like to book a room. That all right?
Reckon it is. Free country and all. Earl!
Jesus.
Earl, take them to room 32. Checkout is at 11 a.m. Nothing's complimentary except for the soap, and no funny business. You get me?
Will do. I mean, won't do. Funny business. Won't do any.
Is that a joke?
No.
Good. That's good. I hope you enjoy your stay with us at the Clown Motel.
The Clown Motel. You've probably driven past it once or twice, just off the junction of Route 66 and Highway 61. To most people in Uncanny County, it's an eyesore, a silly gimmick. An otherwise crummy motel, all painted up in primary colors and stuffed to the rafters with seltzer bottles, oversized shoes, and other clown paraphernalia. But to those who suffer from coulrophobia, a paralyzing fear of clowns, the Clown Motel is a freestanding, three-dimensional nightmare. Ted Kreider has come here tonight with the new love of his life, Susan Pasternak, herself a professional clown, so he can finally conquer his irrational fear and they can begin their new life together. Assuming, of course, that his fear turns out to be irrational.
Hold your horses, darling. I'll be out in a minute. Why don't you just climb into that big old bed?
Big old clown bed.
How you doing out there?
I'm okay. Holding the fort.
Ted, honey, it's not too late to...
No, I'm committed. Fully committed to this course of action. Besides, it all seemed a little silly after dealing with those weirdos downstairs.
He was a bit odd.
What is that guy's deal? Huh? And the other guy, the giant. Like this place isn't creepy enough.
It's not creepy to everyone, hon.
I know. Sorry, hon.
It's okay. You still doing okay on your own out there?
Yep. Like I said, checking in was so surreal. I'm kind of getting past it now. I never thought I'd say this, but all this clown stuff seems a little less scary.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, except for that one painting by the window. And the other one. And the other.
See?
Other one. I'm good.
I'm sure you are, but I think you've been alone long enough. Hi.
Hi. Hi there. Hello.
What do you think?
That's quite a nighty.
Baby doll. Fredericksofhollywood.com.
It's nice. Real nice. Real nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep. It's sure nice how that bright blue nighty matches that big old curly wig you're wearing.
Thank you. I ordered it special, too.
Kind of clashes with the big red nose, though. Oh, God.
Oh, now, darling. Darling. Oh, I knew this was a bad idea.
No. No. It's good. The nighty is good.
We should leave. Let me go take off this grease paint.
No. No. I really don't want to be alone now.
It's okay.
Damn it. I really thought this would work. I just get so aroused around you. I thought I could use it to push through this stupid...
Your fears are your fears, darling. Nothing to be done about that.
You're disappointed.
Well, yeah, a little. I mean, it's not like it's a hobby or something I think is fun. Being a birthday clown is my career. And you know I'm good at it. I'm damn good at it. And it's a big part of who I am. It's hard to see a future where I have to hide who I am.
I get that.
And my boys, I have to set an example for them.
I know you do. We do. Look, I want this. I do. Really, I can totally do this. In maybe just a few minutes.
It's a lot to take in, isn't it? I mean, this is the first time I've worn a nightie like this for you, let alone with the makeup. Let me take a look in the mirror, get a good look at what you're... Oh, God, no!
What? What is it?
I look like a whale. A big old blue whale.
What? No, you look great. You look great.
Oh, God, it's not the makeup. It's me, isn't it? I look enormous.
No, no. I mean, your hair looks enormous, and those shoes... I better not look at the shoes. But you're hot.
No, you're kind, but...
Susan, you're amazing. And I love you so much.
I love you too, but I can see myself in the mirror. I'm not completely blind.
Okay, admittedly, I'm halfway to catatonic right now, but I'm pretty sure that's a funhouse mirror. Look, see how I'm all round and wobbly?
Oh, funhouse... Aw. Come on. If we hurry, we can get home in time to take the boys for pizza at Shotgun Sam's.
What's your hurry all of a sudden? I think we ought to at least take a few minutes to try out that big bed.
That big clown bed?
That's the one.
Really? You're up for it?
Oddly enough, I am up for it.
Oh. Oh, well, I guess you are.
Now, come over here.
Oh, I love it when you're all manly.
And I love it when you're all you.
Oh, Ted. Oh, well, hello there.
Hello yourself, you sexy clown, you.
Well, that's quite a change of heart. It's working for you?
It kind
of
is. I wonder if we figured out how to flip this thing into some sort of fetish.
One way to find out.
Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. It's definitely flipping. Oh. Oh. What the hell?
Ted, what is that?
I don't know. But if this is their idea of a vibrating bed, then that is serious. Tell me you see that.
Uh-huh. I do.
The clown? The one in the big painting?
He's laughing.
Now, the other one.
Where? That one?
No, the other one. The other one.
Oh, my. Was he waving before?
You know full well he was not.
Is it just me, or are they all getting bigger? Or closer?
Oh, my God. They're climbing out of the flames.
Do something!
Clowns don't have teeth like that. This is all in my head.
This is not in your head, baby.
What the hell have you two done?
Buddy?
God damn it! Take these!
What the hell are these?
Seltzer. Holy seltzer.
Holy seltzer?
Long story. No time. Hit them!
I thought I told you to.
No funny business.
What the hell was...
What's that on your face? Why are you made up like that?
Put down the seltzer bottle. I will take it off when I'm good.
Be gone, evil clown spawn! Oh. I guess you're all right then, sorry. There's a stack of these towels right behind you. And you might want to put on some more clothes.
Yes, I might well want to.
I'm sure it's none of my business, but, what the hell were you two
It's
doing?
Personal.
I understand that.
What goes on between two consenting adults in the privacy of their own... Oh, never mind me. What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you put such a horrifying freak show into somebody's private room?
Everything okay? Any other breach?
What are you talking about?
You'll have to excuse Earl. He's got no tongue. Cut it out 20 years ago in an ill-advised attempt to stop himself from laughing.
Excuse me! Now, I'll admit, I have no idea how you pulled this stunt off, but it is not appropriate! This is supposed to be a motel, not some sick sort of haunted house. We were having a private moment.
Your private moment just kicked off an invasion from another dimension. Who the hell has relations in a clown motel?
It's a long story.
Never mind, Missy. Why don't you and
it's
your...
It's Susan.
All right, Susan. You and your...
Ted.
You and Ted here get those frames off the wall and you break them. Bust them to bits and throw them on the bed.
Why?
Well, you see, if just one of them things finds a way through, they'll just keep coming. On and on, just as long as they think it's funny. Maybe longer.
This is ludicrous. You actually expect us to believe that those clowns
They are not clowns. Not in the way you think of them. They're worse.
Excuse me, buddy. Why is the clown bed smiling? And why is it suddenly just a big clown?
Earl, get back!
Earl! Oh my God!
It's got him!
It's holding him on its lap like a...
Ventriloquist dummy!
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Get your tickets now! The fun will never end! Just ask my little friend here.
What's he saying?
Kill me.
Well, that's not very funny, but okay. I stand corrected. That was hilarious.
Oh, you think that's funny?
I'll show you funny.
That's enough. That's enough.
Put it out before the whole place goes up.
Oh, Earl. Sorry, buddy. You were a good soldier.
Is that it? We got them?
Oh, there's more. There's always more.
What was that?
Come on, we better try to get some backup before this thing gets out of hand. Let's get to the office.
You're sure it's safe in here?
As I can be. After the last time, we had it blessed by every sort of holy man on the planet. You saw what happened with the seltzer. They won't come in here.
What are those things?
Demons, hell beasts, aliens from another dimension, who knows? The good news is most of them are the dumb ones, followers. It's the ones with the white faces you gotta watch out for, the big ones. Like that one that got Earl. The white faces are bad news.
Boss clowns, like in the circus.
I guess. We beat back a bunch of them close to 20 years ago. Me and Earl been standing watch ever since.
And you never changed the decor?
Excuse me?
Maybe if it wasn't the clown motel, they might just go away.
I wish. The clown motel, the real one, is in Tonopah, Nevada. It's weird, creepy, or I guess quirky if you're into that sort of thing. This here is a regular motel. Well, it was once.
So the balloons, the decor, you mean that's because they're...
Pushing through, working their way into our reality. I figured we had another 5-10 years before they'd break through, but then I didn't count on you two.
We had a really good reason.
Yeah, this is Buddy out at the Clown Motel. You better put me through to Sheriff Rowland. We had an incident.
Turns out this thing that keeps showing up, the thing that hired Bill, kept the law firm afloat, it's an actual, in-the-flesh, deus ex machina. A real one. Only now, he's one too.
A what?
Deus ex machina. You know.
I don't. Some kind of tropical bird?
Dillard, do you read anything but the TV guide?
Sheriff? Sheriff, we got a call from Buddy Carlin out at the Clown Motel.
Jesus Christ on a Ritz. Put him through.
Jane? Jane, darling, I need you.
Buddy, I remind you, I am on the clock. It's Sheriff Roland.
Sheriff, we got a situation.
Is that what you call it? 20 years of giving me the runaround, putting me off, wasting your life away waiting for an invasion that is never coming.
It's here, Jane. They're back. We got a full-on code white.
You're joking.
I don't joke.
Hold tight, buddy. I'm on my way.
Be sure and bring the big guns.
This ain't my first circus. Rolling out.
Sheriff, I believe the Clown Motel is that way.
We gotta swing by the S-Mart en route. Also, reach down there under the seat. There ought to be a box under it. My mail-order vestal robes.
Yep, here it is. So, are you some kind of priest?
Multi-denominational officiant. God bless the internet.
Really?
Handy hearing you think in this here county.
You do weddings? Christenings?
Something like that. Dillard, looks like you're gonna see some action on your first day. You got a sense of humor, son?
Yes, ma'am.
That's unfortunate. That is highly unfortunate.
You got any weapons in here?
Nothing to speak of.
More seltzer.
That was the last of it.
Crosses, silver bullets.
None of that works. It needs to be clown stuff. Holy clown stuff.
I don't believe it.
Don't matter what you believe. It works. Besides, there's always the failsafe.
Failsafe?
32 canisters of propane in the back room sitting on top of a metric ton of chemically enhanced fertilizer.
Jesus.
Well, that's a worst case scenario. Besides, we blow this place up. We don't know. Hell, we might just be kicking open the door and laying out the welcome mat. Sheriff Roland will bring weapons. Until then, we wait. We're safe in here. And they're bound within the walls of this motel so long as the one who opened the barrier is still standing.
So they're going to kill me and Susan?
No, the one who first opened it. That was me, 20 years ago.
How?
Trying to impress a girlfriend. I was a funny guy. Started reading to her from this ancient book I'd picked up at a yard sale. A book that I thought was merely a collection of long-forgotten practical jokes.
Jesus, I hope they were funny.
Ted!
Laugh your ass off, man.
You hear that?
I don't hear nothing.
Exactly.
Son, what's it look like out there? Anything moving?
What do you mean?
The dolls. All the dolls on the front counter. Are they still there?
You mean the ones over by the ones that were over by it?
Oh, God.
Wait. You hear that?
Where's it coming from?
My desk. Hold on. I got a gun in this other...
No! Don't open it!
Ah, stupid, stupid! One gets through
they just
and...
keep on coming! Just as long as they think it's funny!
Just keep coming! One after the other! How do they all fit in that drawer?
God damn it! Help me close it!
I thought you said they couldn't come in here.
They shouldn't be able to. We should be safe.
No, look. You were right. They're starting to smoke.
They're catching fire. They're catching fire. Oh, God. They're catching fire.
There's nowhere to go. We're trapped.
Susan, grab the fire extinguisher. Ted, you and me stomp out these little kamikaze clowns. Ted!
He's clownphobic. It's up to you and me.
Where's the boss clown? There's always a boss clown. Keep your eyes open.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Oh, my God. It's the one from the lobby. He's 5 times as big as before.
That's conservative.
Ted, slowly move away from the door.
Did you bless the glass in the door?
Can't say we did, son.
Of course he didn't.
Ted! Ted, no! Buddy, let me go!
He's dead! Now, whatever you do, don't watch!
Ted! You bastard!
He'd have killed you too. Believe it. Don't look at it. Come on. Come on. Come on back over here.
Oh, God. It's my fault. It's all my fault.
Don't matter. We gotta beat these things.
But why? Why would they do that? It's not enough that that thing killed him. He had to mutilate him, too. Break him.
twist him around so he looks like he's all knotted or...
Poodle. He's a poodle. Don't you see?
The boss clown just twisted him up like a big old balloon animal. Now that's a new one.
That is not funny. It's sick.
I know. But I can't help it. I haven't laughed in almost 20 years. And now...
Buddy, you said not to laugh. You said not to laugh.
Oh, it's no big deal. You just turn into one of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah! I gotta hold on. Dang it. It's just so hard not to laugh.
Fight it, buddy. You'll be okay.
Okay? Look at these shoes. They're enormous.
It's not that funny.
But it is. After 20 years, everything is goddamn hilarious! Oh, so you miss your boyfriend, huh? You ready to join him? Wanna be a poodle? A silly hat? How about a nice pretty flower?
No.
Hands in the air! No funny moves!
Look at the size of that clown! Is it dead?
Reckon it is. Burn it to make sure. Buddy? Buddy, where are you? What's the situation? Miss? Are you or are you not a clown?
It's complicated.
That's good enough for me. Wait. Don't move. Is that another one?
Oh, buddy.
They got him. He laughed.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm holding on, but hanging by a thread.
Oh, buddy. We never can catch a break, can we? You were right. They came back.
I don't care who was right. Oh, I missed you, darling.
No time for that now.
Watch out. There must be hundreds of little ones around here.
Reckon they're afraid of me.
You bring the seltzer?
2 cases, plus this here tank of highly holy helium, and a little surprise. Dillard?
Is that banana cream?
Freshly blessed.
Oh, my favorite!
Got a gross of them in the trunk. Your nose.
He's changing.
I don't have long.
Then come here, you big idiot.
You better hit me. Quick. I feel really funny.
Will do. See you in the funny papers.
He's gone.
Released.
But he's still gone. Buddy said if anything happened to him...
The clowns would be able to break through. That is unfortunately true. We've got to raise a new barrier and wipe this lousy tourist trap off the face of the planet. Dillard, how's it coming back there?
I appear to be surrounded by a bunch of tiny clowns.
It's all right. You have the upper hand. Just grab a pie and...
Hold on. There's a bigger one in front. He's posing. I think he wants me to smell the flower in his lapel.
Do not smell that flower, son. Do not smell... Dillard!
What's happening to the ground beneath the car? Is that a sinkhole?
That there is a portal into another dimension.
They're everywhere. They're tying their hands
on me.
Son,
just run. Anywhere is better than where you are.
Oh, God. Just run.
Sheriff. No!
Dillard!
He's gone. With the car.
And every last one of those pies. Damn it. He was a good kid. And on his first day.
So everything's gone? We got nothing?
I've got this canister of helium.
Helium.
Holy helium. Take it, hold them off while I lay down a new barrier.
Do you have any balloons?
I do not.
Well, what good is helium without balloons?
I don't know. Distract them and keep an eye out for the boss clown.
I think I found him. It's the motel. It's not a motel any longer. It's his head. It's the boss clown's head.
We'd better lock this thing down now. Hold them back.
Hey, little fellas. Y'all sure do have a lot of teeth. Oh, you see this helium, huh? You like this? That's it.
Well, what about this? Pretty good, huh? Pretty funny. You want some? Come and get it. Follow me. Come on. Time for a clown parade. There's plenty for everyone. You get helium. You get helium. And you get helium.
That's it. That should hold. Now we just gotta deal with the stragglers.
And the giant boss clown whose head we're inside right now.
Please lay off the helium. I am trying not to laugh here. Wait a tick. That don't smell like helium.
That's because it ain't helium.
The propane.
From downstairs.
But it's fail-safe.
Looks like the joke's on them. Run! Before we go.
Any of you clowns got a light? See you in the funny papers.
Well, Susan, how about we see you again on the 22nd, 9 o'clock?
That sounds good, Mary.
And Susan, I know I've told you, but we're all so sorry about your loss. It's a miracle you and Sheriff Roland survived.
I suppose it was.
Ted was a fine young man, and I think everyone in town thought y'all had a real bright future. So sad. We just hope you and the boys are truly doing okay, and if there's anything that you need, you just let us know.
Well, he died as he lived, terrified of clowns. At least I have a little something to remember him by.
Speaking of which...
Yes, Dr. Hanlon?
Here's the latest picture from the ultrasound. This is the best one.
Aww. So he's okay then?
100% perfectly normal. We'll see you in a month.
On the 22nd at 9 a.m.
You get plenty of rest. Lay off the Java.
I will, Doctor. Thank you. Goodbye, Mary.
Bye now.
Mary, do me a favor and call that tech in Castle Rock. I need him to take a look at the ultrasound machine.
What's wrong with it?
Just the audio. I could see the heartbeat good and strong, but when I tried to listen, it sounded like there were 100 of them in there. More, maybe.
Maybe some sort of interference?
Probably. Radio, sunspots, who knows? Heck, at one point I could have sworn I heard a calliope.
Comedian Stephen Wright once joked that he'd gone to a clown funeral and all the mourners showed up in the same car. If all goes well with Susan Pasternak's unexpected pregnancy, well, let's just say I hope they're ready to hand out a whole bunch of cigars.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Coolophobia, was written by Todd Faulkner. It was produced by A.J. Cermak and Todd Faulkner and mastered by Anthony Thompson. It featured Allison Crane as Susan, Tom Bartos as Ted, Gregory Jones as Buddy, and Nicole Greavy as Sheriff Roland, along with the vocal talents of William Franke, Ron Sanborn, Colleen Liss, and Todd Faulkner. This is Todd Faulkner reminding you not to miss story time at the Uncanny County Children's Library. This week, good night, little bear. Pay no attention to that thing in your closet.